Pioneer Foods reported its interim results today, posting a 14% decline in headline earnings per share, and that despite revenue rising 11.5% to 11 billion rand. The group says higher fuel prices and investment in growth capabilities contributed to soaring costs, which rose faster than revenue, impacting the bottom line. We're joined on the line by the company's CEO, Tertius Carstens, now for some detail behind those numbers. Thanks so much, Tertius, for your time this evening. So, like I say, we've got a case of top line growth not filtering all the way through to the bottom line as costs rise faster than sales. Do you get a sense that things are starting to level off at this stage, or is this set to be a challenge for you for a while yet?
Good evening, Alicia, and thanks for the opportunity. Your assessment is 100% correct. We're actually quite pleased with the revenue and volume growth given the investments in the business that we've made in recent years. But as you pointed out, inadequate price recovery in top line due to input costs, be it raw material or structural costs such as energy and distribution and so forth, did have a materially negative effect on our overall performance. You are correct, and we hope that although our expectations in the short term remains relatively weak from a growth point of view, that we'll see some inflation coming through and some traction in terms of our performance.
To the extent that you see how much relief, when it comes to margin pressure you're currently feeling.
Yeah, Alicia, the tough trading environment leads to competitive state of affairs amongst manufacturers as well as amongst our customers. And the impetus for us to make sure that we recover those rising input costs remains top of mind. We see some traction on that, but it's early days.
It's key because cost inflation in key raw materials, fuel, electricity, for example, aside, you've highlighted that operating costs were driven by the investment you've been making in future growth capabilities, Tertius. So are you pulling back on that investment as well? I mean, do you start reining in there or not necessarily?
From a cost mitigation point of view, obviously we take a relatively conservative view. But in terms of capital investment, we've maintained a relatively prudent run rate, according to us, specifically in bakeries over recent years. If I may call out an example, we've invested in capacity. We've seen the upside of that in the volume growth that we've experienced, and we will grow into that capacity that we've put down. We also bank on it that we've got a positive bias for South Africa Inc., and we'll live through these tough times.
While you make those investments, though, where can you afford to cut back as, you focus on optimizing costs and efficiencies?
Well, first of all, efficiency is the drive. In terms of distribution specifically, we've invested into manpower, additional work opportunities, specifically, again, in bakeries. I think we've reached the top of that for the intermediate future. So those are the big cost buckets in our business, is manpower and distribution specifically, and we'll act prudently in both those cases.
While simultaneously, working to boost sales volumes, and that means, a lot of your brands need to remain relevant even in a constrained economic environment. What shifts are you seeing, first of all, when it comes to consumers and what they're after right now that's informing how you remain relevant?
Well, importantly, we've seen that in tough times, consumers obviously strive for value in terms of how they purchase and procure their goods. So we've seen that in the pressure on price point management. We obviously see our customers promoting to that search of value for the consumer. And we're trying to fit our product basket and the development thereof over time to suit that need.
That locally, Tertius, are you seeing a different need come to the fore, when it comes to your exports to neighboring countries or even your UK operations for that matter?
Yeah, interesting enough, we talk about political and economic uncertainty in South Africa. The UK is probably top of the list at the moment, and our business has done relatively well there, even with some inflationary pressure in that system as well. So I think that the lesson in that and for us here in South Africa is to persevere with your strategy and the direction that you've taken and to commit for the longer term, but do it with quite a dose of pragmatism.
Well, let's leave it there, Tertius. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Pioneer Foods, Tertius Carstens.